Listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
There we go. We're nearly done with our whole evening. I've been Martin R. Howell, your host of comic book radio theater. All right. Happy to read that to you. I'm a little bushed right now. And why not? It should be sleepy time for me. I've been up all night, like, with you. See, I can't even get my mouth going right. I'm a little bit tired now. Anyway, it's a good tired because it's been a good time hanging out with you, Late Night CKUW. All right. Yeah, I'll just put on one more comic book and get you out of here. We'll listen to a reading of, a past reading of Life with Archie, number 250. 250, if I'm not wrong there. What is it? Life with Archie, number 250. Issued out there, September of 1985. So if you were shopping around back in September of 1985, this is what you would get. And as far as music that was out there at the time that was brand new, let's see. Stevie Ray Vaughan, the band Kiss, had something new out there. And I can't remember what else. Maybe on the other side I can assist you with that. Okay. I'm running down with time. It comes down to that. All right. You have been listening to Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for joining us in the late night evening. Or hey, if it's early morning to you right now, early morning, thank you just for listening anyhow. All right. The 95.9 FM. We do this from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Thanks for listening.
this is Zoa.
This is Kaya.
And this is Meg, and we're Plum Vision.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Life with Archie in The Great Comics Robbery. Archie and friends are at Veronica Lodge's home mansion. They are all getting into costumes to go to a masquerade. A costume contest will be had. Betty is stitching up a costume for dear Archie.
Hold still, Archie, or I'll never, ever have your web costume finished in time for tonight's masquerade.
Ha! Dig me, I'm the shield.
Jughead is eating a banana.
Somebody ought to shield the shield's appetite.
Mr. Lodge comes home.
What's going on here?
There's a comic book convention in town. It's holding a comic character masquerade.
Jughead here doesn't really need that costume. He's already a comic character.
What you got there, Archie?
It's a web ball that Dilton here designed to go along with my costume.
Archie throws the web ball on top of Jughead.
On contact, it releases a compressed, unbreakable nylon net. You got Jughead before he could grab the last meatball! Ha ha ha!
Also designed a radio-controlled boomerang.
Dilton throws the radio-controlled boomerang around a very expensive vase.
Yikes! Yikes, yikes, yikes! It almost hit my Ming vase! I wish I had a radio-controlled gadget that could sweep your friends out of here, Veronica!
Archie and his pals are not the only ones interested in Riverdale's first comic book convention. No.
Tonight! We pull up our biggest crime yet.
Which bank do you have in mind, Bowles?
We're hitting the local comic book convention.
Hey, boss, you're a real good kidder, man. Real good kidder.
I'm serious. I am completely serious. Some of those rare old comic books at the convention are worth thousands. Here, you two, put on these comic book costumes. We're gonna case out that joint.
Costumes?
Costumes? Costumes.
Won't we look kind of suspicious?
On the contrary. No, a comic book convention is the only place where we won't look suspicious. Everyone else will think we're dressed up for the masquerade party.
Thank you.
we switch to Riverdale's first comic book convention where it's been held. Archie is walking along with Jughead and Dalton.
I thought we'd take a peek at the dealer's room this afternoon. Tonight we'll be so busy with the masquerade, we won't have time. Good thinking there, Archie. Look, there's Dan DiCarlo and Stan Goldberg, two of the best humor cartoonists around.
Dan and Stan, I'd like to take your photos for the comic book's buyer's guide.
Can I have your autograph, Mr. DiCarlo?
Sure. Just as soon as Don Thompson here does our pictures justice.
After the autograph signing that Jughead gets. Jughead, Archie, and Dalton are checking out more stuff at the convention.
Gee, the dealers carry everything. Bubblegum cards, movie posters, buttons. It goes on and on and on.
The criminals enter the dealer's room at the comic book convention.
You rat boss, nobody's paying attention to us in these costumes.
Which leaves us free to spot where the valuable comic books are.
Look, Archie. Look at that guy in that costume there. There's some of our competition for tonight's masquerade. Hey, my. What talent you have there, buzzard?
Hey, who you calling a buzzard? Who you calling a buzzard?
Hey, pal. Do you have any good erasing lately?
You punk! Oh, so help me! So help me!
Archie and Jughead seem kind of shocked at that response.
Simmer down, you fools! Those kids, they're only referring to the characters you're representing that you're dressed up as, the Buzzard and the Eraser. Come on.
That's odd. Those two guys knew nothing about the villains they're portraying.
Oh, forget it, Archie. We better return to Veronica and get into our costumes. We don't have much time. Really, we don't. Okay, boss. We've spotted where the valuable comic books are. But how do we get back into the dealer's room? They'll be closed during the masquerade contest.
I've got that figured out, too. See up there? There's our entrance, the air ducts. There's an entrance into the air duct upstairs, and it leads into the dealer's room.
Back at Veronica Lodge's home, she's doing the finishing touches on her costume. Everyone else is dressed up, ready to go.
Hurry up, Ronnie! Come on! You're the only one who's still putting on your costume!
Hush!
I want to be as perfect as I can be as Katie Keene. I cannot disappoint her legion of fans.
Veronica Lodge finally finishes her costume. And they all walk out the door of her mansion home into a car.
Besides, they wouldn't dare start the costume contest without Katie Keene.
Oh, you want a bet? They drive through the Civic Auditorium Comic Book Convention, where it's all happening in Riverdale.
We're only 15 minutes late.
Good. Katie Keene can make her dramatic entrance.
At once, Archie and friends get into the comic book convention. They see the criminals who are costumed running up a stairway to the second floor.
Hey, look, look, look. There are those three characters we had a run-in with earlier today.
Hey, hey, you guys. You're going the wrong way. The masquerade's over here. The main auditorium is this way.
Oh, mind your own business, you creep! You creep! You creep! You creep!
There's something really weird about those. There's something really weird about those. There's something really weird about those.
And on the second floor, the air duct has been taken down.
We'll enter the dealer's room below by crawling through this air duct.
Hi. I'm Martin R. Howell for CKUW 95.9. I'm reading you a comic book. This is Comic Book Radio Theater. Now let's get back to our story.
They are now in the dealer's room. These criminals, costume criminals.
This infrared light will let us see into the dark without anyone spotting us. See around the dark without anyone spotting us.
One of the criminals is reading a comic book.
This Quacky the Duck book is really hilarious.
Put it down, you airhead. You're only taking the valuable stuff.
Back in the auditorium where the costume masquerade contest is, Archie grabs Dilton.
Dilton, you and I are going to check up on those three jokers. I've got a hunch they're up to something.
Archie and Dilton go out into the hallways, and they're seeing the criminals taking off with books, comic books, boxes of expensive comic books.
I was right. They're making off with a big stack of comic books. They must have sneaked into the dealer's room somehow. Stop!
It's those pesky kids from before. Here's where the buzzard really spreads his wings.
The criminal, dressed up as the buzzard, hits Archie. Zonks him out. foot, knocks him to the floor.
Archie, are you okay?
Are you okay?
I feel like I was just gang tackled by the whole Riverdale football team.
Whoa.
Come on, come on. We don't have time to call the security guards. Those criminals, they're making their getaway. Their getaway. They're getting into that van.
The van drives off with the criminals and the comic book.
And we're gonna follow them.
Archie and Dilton, get into the car. Drive off. They drive off.
They're heading for the river!
And at the harbor dock where the criminals are unloading their stolen comic books!
Come on, come on! Hurry it up! Hurry it up and load those comic books onto my yacht!
Hey! It's those pesky kids again!
Archie and Dilton! Come running onto the harbor dock.
This time, I'll really make buzzard meat out of them.
Dilton, I'm about to give your web ball a real acid test.
The web ball covers two of the criminals. They're trapped! They can't get out!
You may have taken care of my lame-brained stooges, but now you're dealing with me.
The leader of the criminal gang pulls a gun on Archie. Dilton is hiding behind a box. He thinks to himself,
Gulp. I just hope this electronic boomerang works when the chips are down.
Dilton throws the electronic boomerang.
Say your prayers, kid, and you better make them short ones.
The electronic boomerang conks the head criminal in the head. And Archie and Dilton rush him.
Okay, Mr. Criminal, Mr. Crook, you just made your last play of the day!
A policeman comes running on up!
All right. What the devil is going on here?
These three just robbed the comic book convention. Their loot is in the yacht.
And later. Back at the comic book convention.
Sorry, Veronica. We missed your winning the masquerade contest. Oh, Archie, you have no idea what it is like to experience a moment of triumph.
I think we do, huh? Huh, Dilton?
Archie winks at Dilton. Dilton has a little laugh. Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
You have just listened to a reading of Life with Archie, number 250, September, the year 1985.
Yeah. What the hell?
playing the music there. Rock band Kiss, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and before that, John Cougar Mellencamp, live in concert from Detroit, Michigan. All right, I have come to the end of this show, Comic Book Radio Theater. Thank you for spending the late night with me, early morning, however it goes for you. Thank you for listening in. I've been your host, Martin R. Howell. I'll be back next week. More comic books to read, more music to listen to. That's how it goes. All right, as I take leave, let's check out this artist out of Iran by the name of Sparkle. That's the name, Sparkle. We'll do that. Anyway, cheerios to all of you. Take care. Be well. Listen to CKUW 95.9 FM. We are community supported, and we thank you. Thank you.